Well, coming up this weekend, folks in Cumberland with a chance to do a little running for a cause. The Burr Walk and Run coming up this weekend during American Heart Month. We're talking with Dawn Martin here this morning. She's one of those who helped to operate the Activity Center there in Cumberland. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Cumberland Fitness Center and some of the things that they're doing, as well as this weekend. So walk and run. Dawn, how are you today?
Good.
Very good. Thanks for doing this. You've done this for a few years now, haven't you?
Yes. We've been doing this for 3 years.
Okay. So this is number four. Have you gotten a lot of participation?
Not as much as we would like. We see about 10 to 15 people come out, and we would like to see a few more.
Is this about the time of the year where you've done it in the past?
Yes, we have, along with the Heart Association, the American Heart Month in February, and we seem to usually have a little bit of a warm-up in February, and it looks like we're going to again this Saturday.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask about. How's the weather been over the last few? Has it been pretty decent?
Yes, surprisingly, we have had really decent weather.
Good, good. That's what you always worry about this time of the year. But you do call it a Burr Walk and Run, so you kind of know what you're getting into.
Yep.
Well, talk about the actual event. What will happen this Saturday?
On Saturday, they can meet at the fitness center, and then we will get the group together, and we will walk around the town. The signs will be marked, and they can walk 1 mile, or they can walk 2 miles. And then meet back at the fitness center, and there'll be a snack provided for them and a chance to see the fitness center if they haven't gone through it as a promotion. The entry fee is $5 a person, but any other kind of donation is well accepted.
Okay, very good. So do they have to sign up ahead of time?
No, they do not have to sign up ahead of time. They can come that morning and fill out a form.
Okay, just a real quick, easy form?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And the route, is it set up so pretty much anyone could participate?
Yes. Cumberland isn't too stressful of a town and with too many hills. So the 1 mile route is just a flat stretch through the main street of Cumberland. And the 2 mile just goes around a few extra blocks on the edge.
Okay. Well, and a lot of folks like to go out and just take a nice leisurely walk anyway. So why not just do it when you can help out the cause?
Yes, we would appreciate that.
All right. Well, part of this is to help out the Cumberland Fitness Center. Let's talk about that. How long has that been in existence now?
I think that has been going for 3 years.
Okay. And how has the usage been so far?
We are starting to pick up this year and seeing a few people come early morning, and I open it up in the afternoon for a couple people, and then in the evening there's a few more ladies that use it. So we've seen a little bit higher usage this last couple months.
Well, good. You would think it would pick up a little bit in the winter just because it's a little harder to get outside and do that jogging or running or some of the other things that you'd like to do.
Yes.
Yeah. What types of activities do folks find when they go to the Cumberland Fitness Center?
Many of them like to use the treadmills, and there are also spin bikes. If you're feeling young and energetic, there are weightlifting benches. And there is also a sit-down elliptical and a stand-up style elliptical one that are the other two that get used.
Okay. Have those items been pretty well used? Do folks use all of the different equipment?
Yes. Okay. I think all of it gets really well used. Maybe not quite so much the weights, but...
Yeah. How have you acquired most of that equipment? Have you had to purchase it? Have you had some donations or maybe a little of both?
When we first opened up, we acquired the equipment through a grant, mm-hmm. and that's how we got it, and so that we can allow the fitness center to be free will donation only.
Okay. Well, I know you kind of talked to us a little bit about it earlier, that between you and Deb Brown, you guys kind of helped to open and make sure the facility is available for folks. Is it largely driven on a volunteer basis?
Yes, it is. All on volunteer basis and donations.
Okay. So when folks make donations, what is the money used for?
The money is used to pay the rent of the building and the small liability insurance we have to pay on a monthly basis.
Okay. Two things that really never go away.
That's right.
All right. Got to keep the lights on. So if you're going to use the facility, we have to make it accessible for folks, too. You know, exercise obviously is important, and especially in rural areas, we sometimes, you know, we're a little spread out, so we maybe sometimes don't have some of the access to some equipment and opportunities like folks might have in some of the larger communities. Is that why this was started in the first place?
Yes, it was. It was started to reach out to the youth in Cumberland, and then we decided to stretch out and reach out to everybody in Cumberland so it could be available.
Okay. Are you always open for more activity from the youngsters?
We are. If more youngsters would like to come in, and if anybody wants to use it, they just need to contact my number and we can set up a time that they're interested in.
Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about the usage and opportunities there at the center. We should also talk about the fees and things, too, because the fees are gigantic to go to the Cumberland Fitness Center, right?
Yes. Just horrible. No, they are free. It's a free facility because we received all the equipment on a grant, so we need to be a free facility and just take the donations for the maintenance and, the daily running of the building.
So really, it just takes away a large reason not to use the facility.
Yep, there's it's very much available.
Okay, and so who can use it? Just anyone of any age?
We suggest, we start with age 12, and it can go to any age. I opened it up for a 96-year-old man, so
awesome.
Everybody's welcome, 12 and up.
Awesome. Now, do you ever offer classes or anything like that for some different things, or if folks aren't maybe familiar with some of the equipment, you can maybe help them out to get started?
No, we have not ever offered classes to get things started. We have some signs posted, basic routines. If somebody comes in and doesn't know what to do at all, that might be able to help them get started with it.
Okay. Well, there are enough folks around that could probably help. Maybe some of those youngsters can come and help out with some of that.
Yes.
Especially some of those that do a lot of that work at the high school there, too. They've had a lot of opportunity. Well, very good. The long-term future for the Cumberland Fitness Center. The plan, I guess, is that this continues as long as possible, right?
Yes, it is. As long as we can receive the donations and to pay rent and keep insurance going, we will keep it open as long as possible.
Okay. And is this kind of your primary fundraiser for the year?
We try to do one again in the spring or summertime, but this one seems to be a good turnout.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, we hope a lot of folks do turn out and take advantage of that. Again, the Cumberland Fitness Center isn't meant to replace the other opportunities that are out there for folks. It's meant to give folks more options, right?
Yes, that is right.
Close to home. And it's not exclusively for folks in Cumberland. Is that correct?
Right. Anybody can use it in the area.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, the important thing now is to raise some funds. It's going to be raising funds at a small amount there. Just $5 per person is all it costs to be a part of this run walk this weekend. So I hope to have a lot of folks come out there to raise as much money as possible to continue to keep that a viable facility. Dawn, give them the skinny again one more time about the details and what they need to do this weekend.
All right, if you could meet at the Fitness Center a little before 9 o'clock in Cumberland, and we will get our fees taken care of and signed up, and then we will head on the walk for 1 mile or 2 miles and then meet back at the Fitness Center for a snack, and then you're dismissed.
All right. And as you mentioned, it is American Heart Month, and you probably, listen, you know you did. You made those resolutions, and one of those was to get in better shape. So I hope you haven't abandoned it quite yet. Make sure you get out there and enjoy and at least jumpstart some of that work that you were going to do this year to get in a little bit better shape. Dawn, thank you so much for the time here today, and I appreciate it. Hope you have a great opportunity and great turnout here this weekend on Saturday for that fun run and walk, and hope folks continue to support the Cumberland Fitness Center. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.